efficiencies are pretty important, right? Because although there's a lot of really sexy stuff to do, there's a lot of sort of marketing, brand, data, innovation that we worry about quite a lot. We have all of the infrastructure of how do we operate every day. And when you try to operate every day, you really need a model that I think has a variabilized cost structure. Because, you know, when you want to expand and when you want to do more, when your company is growing, when your business is growing, you need to add services with speed and agility. And so the model that currently, at least I have in Diageo, is we're about 70% outsourced with strategic partners. And I will tell you, there was a time where it was very difficult. And I think everybody has had probably experiences that are very difficult in working with partners. But actually, when the economic downturn hit, over, say, from 2008 onwards until now, it was really a blessing in disguise where you're able to work with a set of partners, look at a lot of variable cost structure, whether it's in, you know, your data center, your back office, you know, however it is that you right size for the moment, the outsourced model has allowed us to scale back in some areas, to lower our costs in some areas, and then actually now dial it up in many others. And I'll talk about what some of those are in a couple of minutes. A connected business. We are one of the organizations I'll talk about that has one global instance of SAP. There are absolutely some pros to that. There are some cons as well. But the one thing that you can be sure of is the more that you understand what the processes look like across the organization, doesn't even matter whether you have separate legacy environments, whether you have multi-instance or not, it doesn't matter at all. Actually, understanding what the order-to-cash process looks like is very fundamental because it drives your customer service, it drives your cash performance, it drives the satisfaction of your customers. And if you don't understand how those processes work really well, I think that's one of the real issues that we face, and it prevents us from doing some of the other things, actually, that even add more value on top of that. And then, of course, the compliance and control environment has become increasingly difficult, with every government in the world regulating, becoming more aggressive with the economic downturn from a tax perspective. Their jurisdictions are widening and broadening. They're going after companies, individuals, customer relationships in a different way. So actually, the compliance environment is one of the key things for us. That's up there, right up there with how we grow our business, how do we understand automated controls that we can put in place, and where do we put all of our process information, how processes are to be executed, and then how do we audit those. Really important areas for us.